I am Kathleen Ferguson, and I am running for my fourth term on the Hillsborough Town Board. I pinch myself every day that I get to represent this amazing community and bring continuity for what we are doing on the board and what we need to do moving forward. We do face many serious issues. From a budgetary standpoint, we face a lot of capital expenses. The rewrite of our UDO land use will be important. We are contacted regularly by developers who want to add housing, but we are constricted by our wastewater capacity. Also, we have to pay attention to that commercial. The same property that is valued for residential is critical for commercial for a long-term sustainability of the town. Once you develop it, if it's residential or commercial, that is a long-term decision and it has long-term consequences. Having that connectivity, density, focusing on that infill, it is efficient government, it is climate friendly, and it is what's best for long-term sustainability. Hillsborough as a board, and I am part of this, we're very proud that we focus on taking care of our own, taking care of safety and mandates first, investing wisely. But with our situation, we must focus on taking care of our own. We know that the federal and the state is pushing more and more to our level. We are not going to be able to tax our way out of this. We're going to have to work regionally. We're going to have to work as a county, private-public partnerships. But we flat out need philanthropists. We are all in this together if we are going to continue being a sustainable community for another 250 years. Hillsborough is facing a unique growth situation. We are growing faster than any other community in Orange County. We will max out in growth within about 5 years, which then gives us an entirely new dynamic. You can grow up, you can grow out, or not at all. We have long tied our growth to that water wastewater capacity. Once you reach capacity in growth, the demand still continues. That puts pressure on people who already live there. If you're already property owning, it puts impact on those taxes. If you're not property owning, it then becomes, well, how do I afford rents? How do I afford to be here? Or can I even be here? It is a conversation we as a board have been engaged in for years. It's important. It's why density matters. Growing up, again, density is efficient in terms of delivery of the services, so you're not laying out more pipe. It is climate friendly. The more you go out, the greater you spread that heat map, that heat footprint. You are also encouraging more motorized transportation. Density is that most climate friendly approach. I think one of the most important pieces of our board, we worked very hard to work collegially. We are all grappling with the challenges of growth, of being environmental stewards, because everyone wants to experience green. We all want to be able to walk on sidewalks. We want that connectivity. We want to be able to go buy what we need to. We want good schools. That is not a red-blue. It is a community being human. And as a board, I think it's important that we continue to operate collegially. It's important to agree and agree to disagree both. We get better decisions, actually, when we're able to disagree, and we do. And we can go have a beer afterwards, and we do. Once that vote is in place, we support the vote. My job is to work with the board and the town to make it work for our residents. We're never going to solve issues by hardening positionality. We must have conversations, and we have to be able to agree to disagree, trust, and work with one another, which as a board, I think we do very well. When voters see my name on the ballot, I would hope that they see someone who cares about their community, that cares about people, who you know who I am. There's an authenticity. There's an integrity. I hope they see someone who is approachable and who is a hardcore advocate for our community, our town, and is willing to do everything in my power to advocate for our needs and solve and address our issues.